Jesus said to his disciples, "My peace I give to you, not as the world gives, do I give it to you. Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful." It's found in John 14, 27. However, if we have allowed sin to creep into our lives, our conscience will gnaw away at the peace inside us because we are being disobedient to our Father God.
Welcome to Your Place of Grace with Evangelist Anthony Sluzes. We're taking the message of salvation, Holy Spirit renewal, and healing through the finished work of Christ to the world by every available means. If you'd like more information about Your Place of Grace Ministries and our resources, visit yourplaceofgrace.com.
Well, hello there, everybody. This is Anthony Sluzes, and I welcome you to Your Place of Grace. Today, we're going to talk for the next few moments on the subject called Peace Like a River. Some of you remember that song growing up, singing that in Sunday school. I've got peace like a river. I got peace like a river. Okay. How would you identify peace? How would you define peace? Maybe a more important question is, do you have peace in your heart? In Colossians 3, verse 15, the Apostle Paul writes to believers, "Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful." Peace is more than a mere word, an idea, or feeling. Peace is actually an awesome gift from God that He gives to those who, through faith in Christ, belong to Him and walk obediently in His ways. Our God has provided His peace to every one of us, everyone who believes in Jesus Christ. If there's an absence of peace, it's because we have not let it rule in our hearts. Or, in other words, we haven't practiced and applied the truth of His peace to our lives in a way that governs our hearts, no matter what our circumstances may be. Dear one, we will experience God's all-sufficient peace when we believe and practice the following truths. First of all, when we place our trust in Jesus Christ as our Savior and Lord. Until we have peace with God through faith in Christ's payment for our sins with His death on the cross, we won't have His peace or the assurance of our eternal destiny. Everyone is going to die, and everyone will face God's righteous judgment. But only believers in Christ can know with absolute certainty that they will live forever with Jesus in heaven. And this eternal assurance is available to all who repent of their sins, trust in Christ's death on their behalf, and surrender their lives to Him as Savior and Lord. Secondly, when we believe that God sovereignly controls all things, including our personal lives. See, reliance on this truth frees us from anxious wondering. Psalm 103, verse 19 says, "The Lord has established His throne in the heavens, and His sovereignty rules over all." If we don't believe this, we'll go through life futilely trying to control every situation or thinking that we're controlled by other people. But knowing that our lives are under God's authority should bring us great peace and assurance, because he promises to work everything together for good for those of us who love him and are called according to his purpose. Romans 8:28. Thirdly, when we trust the Lord to meet all our needs, things will go well with us. Absolutely. Believing this truth eliminates our daily concerns about not having enough. Paul gives us the assurance of this when he writes, "My God will supply all your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus." Philippians 4:19. Throughout the Bible, our Father God makes similar promises of provision for his obedient children. Therefore, his peace is available to all who are willing to believe that he tells the truth. However, if we doubt his faithfulness, worry and fear will creep back in. We'll dwell on all the uncertainties and forget God's promises and try to carry the burden ourselves. Tough it out. No. Instead, we should take our concerns to the Lord in prayer, so that his peace, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. That's found in Philippians 4, verse 7. Fourthly, we must maintain a clear conscience. This shields and protects our peace. Jesus said to his disciples, "My peace I give to you, not as the world gives, do I give it to you. Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful." It's found in John 14:27. However, if we have allowed sin to creep into our lives, our conscience will gnaw away at the peace inside us because we are being disobedient to our Father God. If we try to find relief by seeking substitute serenity from the world, it will be short-lived, because the only way to have genuine peace is to turn back to Christ in repentance and receive his forgiveness and cleansing. Fifth, when we can accept ourselves the way God has made us, things will go well with us. This guards us from trying to change something about ourselves over which we have no control. God has created each of us uniquely with our own personality and abilities. If we have trusted Jesus Christ as our Savior, we've also been given spiritual gifts by his Holy Spirit who indwells inside us. It's through these gifts that he enables us to serve one another. And yet sometimes we aren't content with how God designed us, are we? But we must learn to trust his wisdom and be satisfied with his choices for us, because only then will we have his peace. The sixth point I want to make is this. When we have a sense of his purpose for our lives that protects us from the plague of emptiness, then God is free to move and work in us. Many people struggle today with feelings of emptiness, a void inside. But Paul tells us what God says about believers. "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in them." That's Ephesians 2, verse 10. His purpose for us includes living a godly life by following and obeying him and walking in his ways. Although many, many people try to fill the void in their lives with all that the world has to offer, a relationship with God through Jesus Christ is the only thing that can truly fill and satisfy the empty heart. The closer we draw to him through prayer, his word, obedience, and service with our spiritual gifts, the more of his peace we will experience. Seventh, when we have a sense of competency in life because of Christ's sufficiency, things will go well. Knowing that God equips us for whatever he calls us to do protects us from failures that result from an overflowing feeling of inadequacy. See, we are given spiritual gifts, gifts that enable us to serve the Lord as he desires. When we depend wholly on him and live in his sufficiency, we not only experience his peace, but we also become a witness to others as they see how God can work in a life that's fully submitted to him. Praise God. The eighth point I want to make, and the final point, is this. When we submit ourselves to God, when we experience his peace, we then have a sense of belonging. This shields us from the painful feelings of being rejected or unwanted. Jesus gives us this invitation, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Matthew 11:28. When we come to Christ, we have peace, knowing that nothing can separate us from him. However, this does not mean that we will never experience rejection from others. That's just a part of life in this world. But our Lord Jesus died to make us his own, and he promised never to reject us. He said, "Anyone that comes to me, I will in no way cast him out." See, God's peace comes to us when we humble ourselves before him, acknowledging and repenting of our sin. What is repentance? It's not just being sorry. It's turning around. It's a conscious turning away from our sin and turning toward the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. It's believing Jesus for forgiveness and salvation and submitting ourselves, obeying him as Lord. Have you ever tried to find peace apart from Christ? How'd that work out for you? It didn't, did it? No. I did the same thing, loved one. I had to learn things the hard way in my life. I didn't have to. I chose to do things the hard way. I chose to be hard-headed, unbelieving, mocking God and the things of God. And it didn't go well with me. Maybe you're in that boat right now. Won't you come to Jesus? Won't you come home? He's calling you home, you know, right now. Today is the day of salvation. Right now is your appointed time. This, loved one, is your hour of decision. Make that decision wisely, I pray. Won't you pray with me to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and Lord? You can do that right now. Let me lead you in a prayer. The Bible says, "Believe this with all your heart and pray it with your lips out loud. Out loud. Pray it sincerely to God. Repeat after me. Dear God in heaven. That's right, pray it with me. Dear God in heaven, I am so sorry for my sins, for the way I've lived, and for the things I've done. I am ashamed of my sin. But I come to you right now, humbly, broken, before you, my Heavenly Father, and I ask you to please forgive me for all the sin that I've committed in life. And I come now, calling upon the name of Jesus. And I ask you, Lord Jesus, to wash me with your precious blood that you shed on the cross, and accept me as your own. I'm sorry for my sins. Wash me, cleanse me. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. I believe that God raised you from the dead, and you opened the gates of heaven just for me. And according to God's word, which cannot lie, I am washed. I am clean. I am forgiven. I am healed. And I'm born again. And I praise you, my God and my Savior. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you've made Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior right now, praying that prayer, contact me, please. Please get a hold of me through my website. Click the contact button at yourplaceofgrace.com. Or go to our app, which is free, that you can find at the Apple Store or Google Play. Contact me. Let me know the decision that you've made for Jesus today, and I will be thrilled to rejoice with you and to send you some resources free, postage paid, to get you started in your walk with Christ. And go to church next weekend. You've got to do that. Get plugged in to a good church where they preach and teach the Word of God, where they love Jesus, and where the people love each other too. Thank you for listening. And please listen to our brand new podcast every Sunday beginning in January. The new podcast is called Unchurched. And tell people you know who have not been to church in a very long time. Maybe they've been hurt in church. Or if you know people who just never wanted to ever darken the doorstep of a church. Don't want to go. They're hostile to it. Don't need it. Don't want it. Leave me alone. Tell them about the podcast called Unchurched every Sunday beginning in January 2020. You may be one of those people, but not anymore if you prayed this prayer with me. Praise God. God is good, isn't he? Pastors, if you're listening, please do prayerfully consider having and hosting one of our Your Place of Grace conferences or revivals in your church. We preach the Word of God. I preach the Word of God, and I preach the cross boldly, unashamedly, and yet with compassion and love. We've seen people get saved. People give their hearts to Christ. We've seen some people healed. We've seen others delivered from various bondages by the power of the Holy Spirit. Pray about inviting me to come and preach and teach in your church. Great things are happening, and we give God all the glory. Until we meet again, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you, and may he always have a smiling countenance upon you, and may he give you peace, protection, prosperity, joy unspeakable and full of glory, laughter and unconditional love within your marriages, families, and homes, and may he grant you great favor everywhere you step foot, all the days of your long, long life. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen and amen. Thank you.
thank you so much for listening to Your Place of Grace with Anthony Sluzes. We trust the podcast was a blessing to you. If you'd like more information about our ministry, resources, testimonials, and to schedule Anthony to speak at your event, go to yourplaceofgrace.com.